I found this summer internship that I think so many people, this would be the dream.
I mean, and a lot of college students, I mean, you're getting
looking
out of classes soon. And
yeah. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for anyone looking to gain some solid real-world experience. It's the Find Your Freedom Summer Internship designed for college juniors and seniors. The deadline to apply is May 11th. It's
10 days.
10 days from now. And it's through Harley-Davidson. Okay?
Oh.
So, yeah.
We know them.
Yeah. You get to ride a motorcycle for this. This is so cool. They have to come up with a unique way. The applicants have to come up with a unique way to describe what freedom means to them in the form of an essay, video, some other creative way, just as long as it impresses the Harley people.
Sure.
Okay. During the internship, get this, you will be working with the marketing team for 12 weeks creating social media posts. Hello, something
so
that college
you probably
students
already
do
that anyway.
Anyways, using Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. The job description says the main indicator of whether this internship will be the right fit for you can be surmised by answering these simple questions. Do you hate the idea of interning for 40 hours a week in a cube lit by fluorescent lights? Do you want to grab life by the handlebars and take on the world? Yeah, so get this. Not only do you get to do all of that and do social media stuff, you get a free motorcycle.
A free motorcycle?
For keepsies at the end of the summer.
So you ride around on a motorcycle mm-hmm. for 12 weeks all summer.
Create social media posts. You snap and tweet and post. Yeah.
And then you get to keep the bike.
Yeah. You get to keep the bike. The end of the summer. You get to keep the bike.
I think that's worth writing an essay for.
The caveat being you have to pass a motorcycle driving course to obtain a motorcycle endorsement before you're eligible to keep the free bike.
All the mothers out there are like trying to cover their college students' ears from afar. It's like, don't tell them that.
Right.
Actually, Harley's safe.
It's pretty cool.
As long as you know what you're doing.
We have a few motorcycles in our garage, so we're
Have done this in college? If you'd known about this?
Absolutely.
Because this seems like a pretty opportunity of a lifetime type
of thing. I say that, but I was so focused on nursing school, I probably would have been like, no, I have to go to class.
So if you're not focused on your education, this could be...
It'd be amazing.
You might find something that you love, so...
Do it.
Man.
Be awesome.
Riding all across the country, posting about it. And then you get to keep the bike. I mean, if
you
nothing else, sell the bike at the end of the summer and pay for the next semester of college. At least a class or two.
Summer is almost upon us. It feels like it's here, but I know it's only spring. So
yes.
I'm trying
we're
not
hoping
to,
this
like,
isn't another like false spring
and,
or fourth winter or something.
It could be.
I think we're good now.
I will see. Yeah, because the latest real snowstorm that I remember, it was May 2nd. So... And that was back a few years.
I just don't want to have to shovel for Memorial Day.
I know. So summer is almost upon us, and I found this, and this is really cool. So these herbs can act as natural mosquito repellents.
Okay.
Okay. And
in case you don't want to douse your kids with chemicals.
Right. And there's some different ways to use them. So the herbs you're going to want to look for are lavender.
Yes.
Mint.
Okay.
Lemon balm.
Yep.
Sage. And citronella. Now, I'm going to be honest with you here. I didn't know citronella was something other than a fake candle scent.
Well, because I remember bringing citronella candles to a campground to try and keep mosquitoes away.
But apparently you can grow citronella. Who knew?
Edumacating ourselves.
Yes. So, but this is what's really cool is they talk about how to use these mints or these herbs when you're outside.
Okay.
What you can do is take, if you have... the live plants, take a few branches from them and toss them in your fire pit when you're around a campfire.
See, here's the thing. With all these things
that
you can grow, I have an absolute lack of a green thumb, but I kind of want to start an anti-mosquito farm and just grow all of these things like in a protective hedge.
You can make your own herb bundles with them, bundle them up together, tie them with some string. Fresh ones can be added directly to the edge of a fire pit because then they'll just, you know, don't throw them right in the fire, but put them around the edge and they'll kind of smolder and smoke and keep them away. Otherwise, you can use the dried ones for fire starters and kindling.
Okay.
And that'll help chase
them away. So
bring them
with you for your camping trips or outdoor cookouts?
Right. It says you can also take those herb essential oils and, you know, or infuse the fresh herbs in oils and a carrier oil such as olive oil, grapeseed, or coconut oil, and then mix them into your own spray.
I'm not like an essential oils person, but have you heard about like how the peppermint one can get rid of spiders?
Yeah.
I've never tried
it's
before.
Pretty amazing.
But
Also, if you're a gardener and you want these to work in your yard, you can grow them not all together in an herb garden, but intersperse those herbs
sure.
throughout your garden spaces, and then it'll keep them away when you're working out in your garden.
This is like missile defense. This is mosquito defense.
Brilliant.
So just strategically placed.
Brilliant. So again, those
like
herbs
it.
Are lavender, mint, lemon balm, sage, and surprise, citronella. So
different from parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. But
yeah, I love those, though.
I'm sure we still could come up with a song
about
it.
I'm sure we could. I think I'm going to go grow some herbs this
yeah.
summer.
Yeah. That's a great,
Why
a great
not?
Reason to do it.
We have a new-to-us sport to talk about.
Moments before we came on the air, Hillary's like, oh, this has actually been around since, what was it, 1893?
1893.
Yeah.
Where
so we were like,
we,
oh, this is new.
Where have we been?
For the last
It's new to
century.
Us.
Anyway.
It's okay.
We will introduce
okay.
it in case it's new to you as well, too.
I'm sure it's going to grow in popularity now that we're talking about it.
Massively grow.
This is called cycle ball.
Okay.
So it's combining bicycling and soccer. These guys are on an indoor court that's specially designed to handle bikes.
Okay.
Don't just go riding your bike in a gymnasium, people. Come on. Calm yourselves. They ride these specially designed bikes around and knock the ball around with the front wheel of their bike. It's like soccer, but instead of your
but
feet, you use
you
your
use
bike
your
wheels.
Bike. Okay.
Okay, so it's an actual sport, and you... It, the players are not allowed to put their feet on the ground.
Okay.
The bikes have no brakes. Super fun. And they have no gears, which means that sometimes
How
players crash
How often do they get entangled
in
the net?
I'm guessing frequently.
I'm already deeming this a sport that I would like to watch on television,
right?
But maybe not participate in.
The game is usually played 2-on-2, but there are also 5-on-5 and 6-player versions of the sport.
Or maximum carnage.
Yeah. A match consists of 2 7-minute halves. So that's pretty short.
Sure.
It's a 14-minute game. Yeah, I'm not so sure. It looks exciting to watch, but I think you're right. Let's watch it, not play it. Yeah, it came around
Helmet,
in
knee pads,
1893.
Good insurance.
Most popular in Europe, which is interesting.
You know what would be cool?
Me.
You know those
yeah.
old, why am I forgetting the name? The penny farthing, the
penny big, farthing bikes?
Penny
yeah.
farthing bikes. Oh, I did have it right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I want to see people play this sport on one of those.
I think they should combine this with the Harley Davidson internship that we had talked
oh,
about.
No.
Dude, on motorcycles. What could go
Why
wrong?
Why not?
What could go wrong? Yeah. There's actually indoor championships for this thing.
Huh.
And those special bikes go for as much as $3,000 a piece. So,
wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a bike.
I mean, I guess any
some
sport you need to have some sort of specialized equipment.
Yeah,
so.
And these are pretty specialized because it looks
New
like...
New this year, we're adding brakes.
Yeah, these are... what fun would that be? Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
Cycle
give it
ball.
A try. I'll take you on.
You would want me so bad in anything bicycle related.
I wouldn't guarantee that. I've been known to run into the garage.
Yeah.
Like the wall.
Yeah.
Happens. We're heading to sunny, beautiful California this morning, where a 7-Eleven store was having a problem with people loitering and panhandling.
Oh, dear.
They came up with a rather interesting solution. Yeah.
To the loiterers.
To the loiterers. They started blaring classical music and the occasional opera outside their store.
And the loiterer didn't like lounging around
no,
listening to...
No. This person is quoted now. He self-identifies as one of, he calls himself the riffraff.
Okay.
He said, once the music started, the riffraff left. He said, the loud music makes it hard to hang out, gossip, and joke around. So they've left. Okay. The classical music is part of a 7-Eleven program that encourages non-confrontational methods to reduce loitering. Who knew?
Oh, goodness.
I think it would make me, like, hang out more.
Honestly, I think it's very peaceful.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got all your easy listening stuff. I mean, it's like when you go into the big box store, they're playing stuff that
yeah.
was hits back in the early 90s. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It says that they
give me some Mozart.
Very positive feedback from their customers about the atmosphere created by the music. So, you know, it's being piloted at other areas as well. So there's that. I happen to like it. I would stay longer myself, but maybe
for the
I'm
loitering
not riffraff.
Crowd, maybe it's, you know, I like it.
It's a good idea. I like it as well.
Thank heaven for your ideas, 7-Eleven.
Right.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.